The world you desire can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It is yours. Welcome to Method Approach Podcast, which is defined as a podcast interviewing emerging notable method character actors with stellar and cutting-edge performances, exposing vulnerabilities that have positioned them an eyelash away from stardom. Each podcast is a cutting-edge Socratic discourse with actors where we delve into the when, where, why, and how their life experiences have shaped their career journey. These newcomers are gifted, talented actors worthy of distinction and are now emerging on the radar of casting agents and audiences everywhere. I'm John Reardon, host of Method Approach Podcast, and today we have as our first guest. And please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Terry Lynne Peake.
Okay. And Terry, what can you tell us about yourself? What's your story?
Well, I'm from San Diego, California, and I grew up in foster homes. And I loved school. I have a theater background, musical theater. I loved sports. I had two brothers. I wasn't much of a girly girl, but I really loved school. And that's where I got all my encouragement and love and attention. And of course, theater enabled me to be anywhere but home. And I was able to use that to kind of cope with my home life and my situation.
Okay. And what is your whole reason for getting into acting? How did you get into this career?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I've been professionally acting. My first paid gig, I was 16, and I'll be 59 this month. And that was on a TV show called Eight is Enough. But my basic beginning was, I look back and I think it's a combination of two things. My grandfather was a Shriner in San Diego, so he used to do those parades with the little cars and you know, and he would take me in the little car and I'd get to throw out the bubble gum and the crowds would cheer and all that. And I thought they were cheering for me, honestly. I didn't know any different. And I just loved that adoration. That's one thing that I attribute to that. And the other part was I was always really smart and the teacher's pet, which is annoying to other students. But teacher would call on me a lot and I paid attention and I was very articulate at an early age and a good storyteller. So I was picked out of the whole class to often read to the class. And then other teachers kind of heard about this and they wanted me to come read to their classes. So I was reading to other classes as early as first grade and second grade. And I think that's where I developed my confidence. Because I saw the delight that I brought to other children my own age, and it made me feel like I was special, you know? So okay. I think it's between those two things. And I was a gymnast, and I had started to develop differently, and I started getting hurt on the uneven bars, and I really liked being a gymnast, but I said, well, you know what, since I keep getting hurt because I'm getting afraid now, I think I'll switch up and join the choir. I sing, dance, and act, so singing has always been important to me, so I joined the ensemble first, and then after that, joined the theater group, and all the way back from like sixth grade and seventh grade.
Okay, well, that is quite an entry into the field.
It's been amazing. I've used it in real life too, but I try not to because I don't like drama in real life. You know, people think that as an actress, oh, you must be just full of drama. You know, it's amazing different parts of the country that you live in, the perception that there is about actresses.
And I'm glad that you shared that with us. So tell us about an accomplishment or a role that shaped your career, that further motivated you, that this was something that you needed to do and where your heart was at.
Well, you know, that first show that I did, Eight is Enough, was amazing. It was a 2-hour summer school special. And really, you know, I had a really, really sick mom. So when I came home from school, TV was everything. And the Gong Show, all the shows, all the singers, dancers, actors. I really wanted to be Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. But by the time I was coming up into the age where I was going to be moving to Hollywood from San Diego, that was all done and over. You know, musicals weren't a thing in the 80s. So, you know, that's kind of my first big role that to me was the biggest role was I got to appear as an extra in Murphy's Law with Charles Bronson. That to me was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And being part of those kind of iconic people and being around them and saying that I knew them, you know, or that I, you know, participated. I also dated a newscaster in the 80s. So I had access to people like Charlton Heston and just, you know, a lot of different people that were being interviewed at the news station. So I was able to kind of expand my whole horizon once I left San Diego and moved to Los Angeles. And of course I worked as a waitress like a lot of girls that moved to LA, and I worked in Westwood and I served people like Susan Day and Peter Bogdanovich for lunch, hoping one day, you know, it'd be my turn. And, you know, the classic, you know, tale. And of course, at the time I was, I always wanted to be a character actress. I didn't want to just be the pretty girl next door, and kind of got pigeonholed into that in my early years. But I got to experience a lot of things based on my physique also. So I don't look back on anything as a fitness model. I was a centerfold in the.
Okay.
But I really just wanted to be able to perform and do character roles, which is what I'm able to do now at my age.
Okay. Okay. Well, what we would like to do now is we're going to jump forward, and this is an opportunity where you will be able to either perform your monologue or your stand-up or singing, anything that showcases your talent that our audience and our casting agents and producers and directors and writers will be able to hear. So whenever you're ready, please start.
Who's Terry? Who's the real Terry? I said, well, you know what? When you find out, let me know. I say that I'm a cross between Doris Day and Phyllis Diller. So depends on what day it is of the week. Now, I've also been known to play a Karen or two. And also, well, you know, if you get my feathers ruffled, I might just turn into that neighbor that nobody likes. You know, the one that just watches everything you do, spies on you, watches where your dog goes poop. Yeah, that one. Yeah. I might turn into her. Mm-hmm. And some days I might be the sweet granny that says, come on in, kiddos. And some days, yeah, if I get really frustrated with the way things are going on in the world, I might just put on AC/DC right around the block, put my shades on, play it real loud, and everybody goes, who's that? Oh, that's that granny. Is that a granny? That's Terry. Is that Terry? No, I'm not sure who that is. Do we know you?
Okay. Terry.
I know, you know, it's like you're crazy no matter what you do.
Thank you again.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Have a great day now. Great job. Talk to you later.
Beginning in December, the Method Approach podcast will present its first annual Method Approach Award for supporting actors in a leading role for film, television, and theater. Stay tuned for more details. Stay tuned for the Method Approach movie and theater reviews. All Method Approach podcast materials and interviews are copyrighted, proprietary, and may not be reproduced, distributed, captured, printed, or transmitted in any form without the written consent authorization of Method Approach Podcast Company. The Method Approach podcast is only the beginning. Method Approach is to enlighten. Method Approach podcast is an elegant, informative, thought-provoking podcast. Method Approach podcast brings you noteworthy people, people you need to know, people you would like to meet. Method Approach podcast allows you to know the subject firsthand. Method Approach podcast uses the Socratic method for conducting interviews. Method Approach podcast interviews are described as intense, illuminating, cerebral, provocative, sometimes humorous, and sometimes out of the box. Method Approach podcast will enlighten your curiosity, stimulate your emotions, and invigorate your passions.